Well, hey, hi, how are you? It is 6 o'clock, Andy and Mel.
Good morning.
You should talk a little higher pitch, considering you're dressed like me.
Well, considering what's up my crotch right now, yeah, you're right. I probably should be talking higher. Well, as promised, I am dressed up like Mel today.
You look good.
I am a very ugly woman.
Yeah, but I do like your pants. I'm jealous, actually, because I don't have a pair of purple pants like that.
Who would have guessed I could squeeze my butt into a size 14, 15 pair of women's pants?
They're pretty awesome. I like them. So here's what Andy looks like. He's got the purple stretchy skinny jeans on, a black tank top followed by a red shirt over top, short sleeve shirt. He's spray painted.
Whoa. You got to give more detail on the shirt than, oh, it's a short sleeve shirt. No, it's not a short sleeve. I wear short sleeve shirts every day.
It's flowy in the front.
It has a gigantic neck.
Yeah, it's supposed to.
It's about a foot and a half of neck.
It's supposed to be that way.
Yes, and it dangles off to the side.
Yeah. If you stretched it a little bit more, you could get it over your shoulder.
Well, I was no, my shoulders are too big.
Oh.
I tried to wear it off like you do all the time, but it just wouldn't work. Because my shoulders are far too big.
Yeah. And so it looks pretty. Yeah, it's a nice shirt.
I even have glitter.
And you have glitter on your chest. I haven't worn glitter on my chest in many years, so just throwing that out there.
I hadn't planned on it. Crystal said, I got glitter too. I'm like, let's go.
And red hair.
Yep, it's my hair. I was going to get a wig, but they didn't have any wigs. They had the perfect wig. It was your haircut almost exactly.
Cool.
Bright wine red. Like your hair is when you when it's freshly dyed.
Yeah, colored.
Wine red.
It's never wine red.
Yes, it is.
Anyway.
And I was just about to hand him my card. Like, it had been rung up at the store, and I'm handing my card over. I'm like, yeah, wait a minute. This is a chick on the front of the package. I bet that chick has a much smaller cranium than I do.
So you tried it on.
I tried it on, and it didn't even get over the crown of my head.
Yeah, that one worked.
So.
Purple eyeshadow.
Yeah.
And eyeliner and everything. Did you put lip gloss on?
No.
Okay.
I refuse to deal with that.
Why? It's nice.
No.
Okay.
No.
You're very color coordinated.
Yep.
Because you have the purple eyeshadow with the purple pants and the red hair and the red shirt.
Yep. And I...
You're kind of like a Red Hat Society lady.
The purple eyeshadow was just Crystal. The... I have to give credit for the outfit to Laura over at Plato's Closet. She helped me out a lot because I had no idea where to go. I was clueless. I was like, okay, you got any like red or blue women's pants that are big enough for me to wear? I think so. She went looking. Only one that was big enough was purple. I was like, that'll do.
Perfect.
That'll work.
I'm jealous, really, because I really like those pants.
And
I'm glad that I don't wear a 14-15 that I could take them from you when you were done. But
they look like Under Armour tights on me.
A little bit.
They're very tight. You can see every little wrinkle of definition in my calves.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad that you won the drinking game last week.
Well, yeah. I am too.
You are?
Because it was way more fun to dress up and mock you than it was for you to dress up like me and mock me.
Yeah, I just would have wore jeans and a polo and a hat and a hoodie.
Yeah, pretty much it.
Kind of boring.
Would you have stuffed your shirt?
Stuffed it how? Give myself like a belly?
Yeah.
Probably not. I didn't even think about it. Really? You didn't stuff your shirt.
I already have boobs. Didn't need to. Anyway, so, yeah, we'll get pictures and the video of me walking in, the reveal to Mel, got video of that.
Yes,
so
that
we'll
was pretty
put
good.
That on the website here as soon as we can this morning. Superstorm Sandy, some quick updates on that. As of now, there have been 33 reported deaths in the U.S. because of Sandy, plus one in Canada. The numbers could go up even higher. Head of New York's public transportation system said the flooding caused by the storm is the most devastating disaster that's hit the subway system in its 108 years of existence.
Wow.
The most optimistic predictions for having the subways open again is 4 or 5 days. About 5 million people ride New York subways on a daily basis. Sandy brought 14 feet of water to downtown Manhattan, which is way above the previous record of 10 feet. That happened during Hurricane Donna in 1960. About 6.5 million people across 15 states still don't have power. Lower Manhattan, I guess, was without power. I saw a little bit of Dave Letterman last night. No audience again. Which, you know, honestly, I kind of liked it. It's a little awkward because he doesn't have his laugh track or whatever.
Right.
But there were parts of it where it was even funnier, I thought, without the canned laughter from the audience. I don't know. I didn't mind it.
Interesting.
It didn't bug me. But anyway, like where the Ed Sullivan Theater was, they still had power, obviously. But like his apartment was in Lower Manhattan and he didn't, like his apartment was dark. So.
Yikes.
Yeah. Let's see here. New York has canceled its Halloween parade for the first time in 39 years.
Wow.
And despite the rumors, the odds are hugely against the election being rescheduled. I mean, no presidential election has ever been postponed, and changing the dates of state and local elections could wreak havoc on budgets and scheduling and things like that. New York Stock Exchange, JFK Airport, Newark Liberty Airport. Those are all reopening today. And
well, that's good.
City buses started running again last night. LaGuardia Airport has not reopened yet. So there's that. Now, there's a big story yesterday that really kind of made my heart sink a little bit.
How you feeling about that?
I'm not feeling good at all. Well, George Lucas has always been a complete and total whore. And he finally sold out. Completely.
I would have. For $4 billion?
There's going to be another Star Wars trilogy coming. The only good news is that George Lucas is not going to be doing it.
Right. It'd be Disney.
Because he'll put too many British actors in it. And it'll just be stupid. Yay. If he does it again. It'll be all full of feelings and garbage like the prequels were.
Yeah.
Why did we have to have prequels? All right. Because George Lucas had to buy another ranch. Anyway, yeah, $4.05 billion. Disney announced they have purchased George Lucas's production company, Lucasfilm. And even more, the part about them releasing a seventh Star Wars movie, it's already in the works. It'll be released in 2015. It's being referred to as Star Wars Episode 7. So it would be following the events of Return of the Jedi, the last of the original three movies.
Oh.
So it would be after that.
Okay.
The first three movies were throwaway. The third one was pretty good. I like that one. But the first two were just stupid. It's like, okay, Darth Vader's a baby, little kid. So what? He's driving go-karts, basically. Ugh, that's exciting.
I didn't mind them.
The originals? Really? The originals were stupid.
Okay.
Not the originals. I'm sorry. The originals were awesome. The prequels were stupid.
I didn't mind them, but I'm not like a super fan like you. I thought it was just a good movie.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the world as we know it will never be the same.
Yeah, okay.
It's just one more reason we're going to be speaking Chinese in
drama queen.
25 years.
Drama queen. Stop.
Okay, just because I'm wearing makeup and girls' clothes, don't be calling me a queen today.
Well, you're being a drama queen. It's not going to be all that bad.
How could it not be?
I don't think that it could. I have not seen Disney do something bad.
Yeah, but I'm just afraid it's going to end up like this.
Me, Mickey Mouse.
No more adventures.
There's nothing better than that.
We're going to go to the moon.
And stop on Mars.
And on to Saturn. How fun.
Have you not?
There's no.
We had a great time today.
Thanks for coming to outer space with us.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It'll be awesome.
Can't wait. They'll make like the emperor a nice guy.
Mickey will be the hero.
Yeah. Anyway, there was an execution last night. It did happen. Details in the news next.
Morning, sunshine. Good morning.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel
Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. We're going to top out at, I forgot already, 61 today is what it's going to be. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
This Halloween, I'm going to scare everyone I know by texting them, "We need to talk."
The Hot Morning Show.
Hot 104.7.
Today is October 31st, Muhahaha, Halloween, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Peter Jackson is 51. He did those Hobbit movies. Willow Smith, I whip my hair back and forth, I whip my hair back and forth. I can't whip my hair back and forth because it's so loaded with red dyed hairspray that it can't move.
Yeah, I don't think it'll move at all.
Eddie K. Thomas is 32 today.
Who?
Eddie K. Thomas. Finch. From American Pie.
Oh, that's his real name, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Vanilla Ice is 45 today.
Excuse me?
No.
Excuse me?
No, it's not.
Excuse me?
It might be the worst day I've ever known because of that man.
What the heck?
Hey, someday when you do it and it's Vanilla Ice's birthday on Halloween and I'm not here, you can make it the greatest day you've ever known. But it's the greatest day I have ever known.
That's just not fair. I don't know why I can't be a we.
Adam Horovitz is 46 today from the Beastie Boys. Rob Schneider is 49. Totally the funniest guy ever.
Okay.
That was sarcasm.
Oh, okay.
Thought I laid it on pretty thick, too.
I guess it was.
Almost as thick as the eye makeup Crystal put on me this morning. Dermot Mulroney is 49 today. He was in that scourge of a movie called My Best Friend's Wedding. Jane Pauley's 62 today.
I like My Best Friend's Wedding.
She used to be on Dateline NBC and the NBC Morning News, I think. Let's see. David Ogden Steers is 70. He was in MASH, the TV show. He was also the dad in Better Off Dead. You ever see that? John Cusack? Better Off Dead? I want my $2!
I don't know if I remember seeing that one. I probably have.
Oh, it's great.
I probably have, though.
In the year 834 AD, the Roman Catholic Church moved All Hallows Eve to October 31st. The celebration had been established to honor the saints. Now it mostly honors zombies, sparkly vampires, skanky nurses, and the crow. Harry Houdini found one thing he could not escape on this day, 1926. Death. Died in a Detroit hospital of gangrene. Yikes. 1976, great horror flick. Carrie was released. Not really a horror flick, but kind of a creepy
scary
movie. That was a great movie. 1993, River Phoenix collapsed outside the Viper Room in Hollywood and passed away after doing a speedball. 1993, Tupac Shakur was arrested for allegedly shooting two off-duty Atlanta policemen during a late-night argument. The charges were dropped after witnesses testified that Tupac shot the cops in self-defense.
Oh.
Yeah. Cops back in the day had issues. Let's see. 2006, Bob Barker retired from The Price is Right after 35 years.
Sad.
In 2011, the world's population surpassed 7 billion. About half of them are Kardashians. And on this day in 2011, Kim Kardashian filed for divorce from Chris Humphries after 72 days of marriage. But today is the greatest day I've ever known because it is the 42nd birthday of a music legend, an icon, Lynn Berggren. Who? Oh, you know Lynn Berggren.
You seriously picked this song over Vanilla Ice?
Hell yeah.
Ice Ice Baby?
Absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
I have looks of disgust and disappointment right now.
Well, you just go ahead and wrinkle your face up because...
I can't really.
I can't
hurts.
Deal with Vanilla Ice anymore. I just can't.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, it's funnier to listen to this goofy beat than this chick who only sings about every 10 seconds.
She's got to clear a throat in between.
Yeah, this one isn't as good. I like this one better. Lynn Berggren is from Ace of Base, and it's her 42nd birthday today on Halloween.
Great. Really?
Or we could have heard Ice Ice Baby for the 800 millionth time.
Would have been so much better.
Yeah, that
would
have been great.
Everybody loves Ice Ice Baby except for you.
All right. If you hate Ice Ice Baby, please call or text now, 361-5557, and prove Mel wrong. Anyway, that's her birthday today, and that's why today is... Dirt.
People are speculating that Justin and Selena broke up because of Instagram. I'll tell you what that's about coming up in the dirt.
627, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Put your hands up.
Okay.
Put your hands up. Oh, how I like my flowy shirt. It's Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. 641. I am dressed like Mel today for Halloween.
Yep, because you lost the drinking game last week.
I am rocking purple pants that are skin tight.
They're skinny jeans, but they got some stretch in them, right?
They're very stretchy.
Mm-hmm.
They leave very little to the imagination.
Are they comfortable?
They're not. The only thing that's uncomfortable is the fact that they're definitely cut for a girl.
Lower cut and the waist.
Well, yeah. I mean, my underwear is poking out the top.
Yeah.
And that's in the front when I'm sitting down.
But they look really nice. I'm very jealous.
They look really nice on you.
They do.
Yeah. I love seeing my reflection with red hair and makeup and girl's shirt on.
But they do look really nice. I'm jealous of the purple pants. Because I...
Are you stop.
Now? Oh, crack kills, man.
Yeah. It's a good thing I don't have an open back chair, because anybody walking by the window of the studio would get one hell of a show.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of, I'm just going to publish the first one.
Okay.
So it's just up. I mean, there's nothing. It's just the one picture of my face. I don't have this. Oh, wait, I do have the other one uploaded. I can get that one up too. So anyway, yeah, I dressed as Mel because I lost that bet or whatever, but.
Mm-hmm.
It's still more fun to dress up and mock you than it is for you to dress up and mock me.
Yeah, I mean, I would have had to wear a polo and a hoodie.
I love how you keep saying polo like it's a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad thing.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with polos.
If you're playing golf, it's fine.
Millions of dudes wear them.
For playing golf.
Okay. The pictures of me dressed as Mel are up at hot1047.com. The video of Mel getting to see me for the first time will be coming shortly. Pretty hot, if I must say so myself.
So does that mean you're saying that I'm hot, since you're saying that you're hot as dressed as me?
All I said was I was pretty hot.
I'm just asking.
And when I try to do your pouty face, I just look angry.
Yeah, you...
And like I'm chewing.
You do the duck face instead of the pouty face. You can't... You know, not everybody can do the pouty face. No, you look like you have to go to the bathroom.
I saw my reflection in the window at the same time, and you're right. I had to go to the bathroom.
Yep.
I'm doing the pee-pee dance. Yeah. This is great.
My Lanta. Yeah, boy, I do that all the time, too.
I know. Now I know why you do that.
Yeah.
Bodily thing.
Now you know.
Yeah. Knowing is half the battle, anyway. So, I'm dressed like a woman. Mel is... Well, I'm dressed as Mel. Mel's just dressed. And today, by the way, if you're going to have kids out trick-or-treating, today is the most likely day for you to be killed as a pedestrian.
Oh.
Just another little reminder to be careful.
Yeah.
According to data from AAA, Halloween is the most deadly night for pedestrians, mostly because of the kids running around. More than twice as many kids get killed by cars on Halloween than any other night. So,
holy moly.
You know, maybe, you know, keep an eye on them when they're trick-or-treating.
They get so excited and they run, and I can see how that could happen.
Yeah, and for the second year in a row, I'm going to have to take Jackie around the neighborhood.
Oh.
Not that I mind it.
Are you getting dressed like that?
No. Well, actually, I could.
You should.
I am going to go home after the show and shower. I'm not sitting in my office for the rest of the day.
Oh, you're not going to?
No.
Okay. You could just change and leave your hair red. Wash face.
No.
Okay.
You know how nasty that's going to be by tonight? My hair?
Why would it be nasty? It's just hairspray with color in it.
I don't know. The funny thing is my hair is so dark, like it doesn't even really, the only place where you can see the red is like in the part I put down the middle.
Yeah. Why did you part your hair in the middle? I part mine on the side.
I just remembered you had a part. Oh. I didn't know. And I was trying to keep it, you know, squared off in the front. That
yeah.
helped me square it off. But my hair is so curly, it still fights the hairspray. And yeah. Anyway. So the pictures of me dressed as Mel are up at hot1047.com. Look, laugh, please don't love. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 6:54. I had just had to clear it with Mel before I posted on Facebook. Because I thought it was funny. I said, I have to say, I make for an ugly Mel. And then it links to the photos of me dressed as Mel today.
Mm-hmm.
And I checked with her to make sure that it would not, she would not be offended by me saying I make for an ugly Mel. And she said, no, it's fine. And I'm like, okay, is that like girl fine? Or is that like, no, it's fine. I'm just talking quiet because I'm not really paying attention to you.
No, I'm talking quiet because I'm not really feeling 100%.
You never feel 100%.
That's not true.
There's always something wrong with you.
I had a root canal done yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Little bit of pain.
Okay. Are you doped up?
No, just Advil.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of throbbing still this morning.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so.
As for the Vanilla Ice, are people really that enamored with Vanilla Ice that it should have been why today is the greatest day I have ever known? Well, Jessica says no. I have hated him since I first heard his song in 91. Hated the song. Hated his clothes. Hated his hair. And especially hated his stupid eyebrow.
Stop being a hater.
It's okay.
I do get the
She also said, eyebrow. Sorry if this means we can't be friends, Mel.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I do understand the eyebrow part, though.
Reva's on the phone. How are you, Reva?
Great.
So, Ice Ice Baby.
Hate it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Houdini's birthday death would have been a much better, greatest day ever known.
Yeah, but there wasn't been any, like, sound effect we could have played with that.
Yeah, oh. I mean, come on.
Well, actually, yeah, we could.
Oh.
Hey, you hear that? That's Houdini.
Exactly. And Dermot Mulroney was also in Young Guns.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
A much better movie.
Much better movie, yeah. He's the one that said, hey, dog, do you see the size of that chicken?
That's right.
When they
was
were all,
he drunk?
No, they were tripping on peyote.
Okay. I don't recall that. I haven't seen that movie in
They
many
were chasing
years.
The white horse or whatever it was. They were lost, and they went on a little, what do they call it? They were having a vision. Chavez.
Vision.
They
walked in the spirit world.
Yeah.
Walked away.
They can't see us. We're in the spirit world. That's a great scene. Al, thanks for the call, Reva.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I love Young Guns.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie, but
both
it
of those
good.
Movies are pretty good, even though it's not really a sequel. It's kind of a different version of the same story.
Yeah.
Kind of. But anyway, some of the people in there were real, and some of them were not.
Really?
But some of them didn't die. Like, I'm trying to think. I don't remember for sure, but I think Doc, Kiefer Sutherland's character.
Yeah.
I think the real Doc lived.
Oh.
He didn't die, but like Kiefer Sutherland was like, no, die. He needs to die. Just in case you want to do another sequel, I'm not coming back. Which was basically his reason for it. I think, if I remember right, I might be wrong on that, but I'm pretty sure. I did get one text, though, that did also say, let's hear Ice Ice Baby.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, come on.
Why do we have to hear it? There's no reason.
Well, since you are dressed like me, you should play the songs that I
since
like.
Since I'm dressed like Vanilla Ice today?
Like me, I said. Dressed like me.
Oh, that's why? Okay.
Here. That's all I got.
There you go.
That's all you're going to do.
Ice Ice Baby.
You are such a tease.
1047.com.